WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company. Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife at the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. ABC's Chuck Severton has more on the agenda for today's state visit.
This morning, President Biden and the First Lady will be part of a procession down the famed Champs-Élysées to the Élysée Palace, the French president's official residence, where the Bidens will be the guests of honor at a state dinner.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas disclosed gifts that he said he inadvertently omitted from financial disclosure forms. These gifts were luxury vacations from a Republican mega donor. Justices Kavanaugh, Jackson, and Gorsuch each revealed six-figure book royalties. A record heat wave continues in the Southwest. Temperatures climbed above 110 degrees from California to Arizona Friday. And Apollo astronaut Bill Anders, one of the first three to orbit the moon, was killed Friday when a small plane crashed in Washington State. He was 90. This is ABC News. Kia is recalling more than 400,000 vehicles because of a fire risk.
Nearly 463,000 Kia Telluride SUVs are being recalled. Owners are being advised by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to park them outside and away from buildings until they can be fixed because a front power seat motor could overheat and create a fire while parked or driving. That fire could then burn down a home if it's parked in a garage. Kia dealers will fix it for free. Owners will get a notification letter after July 30th. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A television era ended Friday night when Pat Sajak hosted his final Wheel of Fortune episode after 41 years for more than 8,000 episodes. He thanked viewers for what he called the incredible privilege to be invited into millions of homes night after night. He also thanked his longtime co-host Vanna White. She'll stay on board with the new host, Ryan Seacrest, this fall. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a weak weather system is sliding into the region today, causing chance of some scattered light showers. Meanwhile, there's a heavier cluster of showers and storms down in Missouri. That'll move through parts of Illinois, but should miss our area. So what little rain we get today probably will amount to a tenth inch or less. Tomorrow looks like a fairly quiet day, although a cold front will slide through in the afternoon, may trigger a few sprinkles around here Sunday afternoon, and some gustier northwest winds. Temperatures will be just a little on the cooler side for the next few days. And then we'll see slightly warmer air build in for the mid portion of the week as south winds return, ushering in higher humidity as well. That could lead to some showers and thunderstorms late Tuesday, then again Wednesday night into early Thursday. Behind that, things look pretty nice for the very end of the week. The forecast details for today, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers likely, most of them fairly light. And that would be primarily in the late morning to early afternoon, high temperature about 72. Northwest wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear, low at 50. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy with a couple of sprinkles possible for the afternoon. High at 74 with a northwest wind of 10 to 20. Sunday night, clearing and cool, low at 47. Monday, mostly sunny and comfortable, high 72. As we head into Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy and breezy, 30% chance of showers later in the day, low at 48, high 74. Wednesday, partly sunny and warm, low 56, high 81, 50% chance of thunderstorms Wednesday night. Thursday, chance of rain early, then partly sunny and warm, low 63 with a high of 83. Friday, partly cloudy, cooler and less humid, low 57 with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Temperature-wise, not a lot of movement during the overnight. We were at 57 degrees at midnight. We've dropped down to 54, and we have since moved back up to 56 with light rain throughout the area. The high yesterday was 76, as mentioned. The morning low so far, 54. The record high in 1911 was 93, the record low 37 in 1969. 1 year ago, 77 was the high, 45 the low. We'll have sun set this evening at 8:40, sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:21. As mentioned, we do currently have light rain in the area, 0.02 of an inch of rain in the gauge. The air is calm, and the barometric pressure is at 29.86. The high again yesterday, 76, and our morning low, 54. Currently light rain, and we're up to 56 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. The River Valley Blackhawk girls soccer team will take on Regis McDonald Central Catholic in WIAA Division 4 sectional final tournament action today. It takes place at Oak Leaf Stadium in Altoona starting at 4 p.m. Both teams are number one seeds from their regions in the tournament. The winner of today's game will advance on to the state tournament, which will be held this Thursday through Saturday, June 13th through the 15th at Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee. Our attention now turns to girls softball and the right to advance and play in the state championship series. Division 5 semifinals, a 7-3 win for Oakfield over Thorpe. Pacelli shut out Assumption 10-0. Division 4 Fall Creek with a shutout win over Coleman 12-0. Cuba City advances on with the win over Auburndale 9-4. Division 3 Laconia, a 3-2 win over Mishicot. Prescott shut down Broadhead 4-1. Division 2, Mosinee, a 10-9 win over Lake Mills. Waupun defeated New Berlin Eisenhower 2-1. And D1, it was a 1-0 shutout for Kenosha Bradford over Watertown. And Milton picked up a 5-3 win over Kokona. That sets the finals for today at the Goodman Diamond in Madison. Division 5, Pacelli takes on Oakfield. In Division 4, Cuba City will face Fall Creek. Division 3 finals, Laconia and Prescott. Division 2, we see Waupun versus Mosinee. And the Division 1 championship today, Kenosha Bradford will take on Milton. Tobias Myers allowed one hit in 8 innings, and Blake Perkins hit his first of 2 RBI triples in a 5-run second, lifting the Milwaukee Brewers to a 10-0 interleague win over Detroit last night. Milwaukee had a breakout offensive performance after scoring a total of 2 runs while getting swept in a 3-game series at Philadelphia. Perkins was one of 4 Brewers with 2 RBIs. The Tigers, meanwhile, went 7 innings without a hit. Myers gave up a leadoff single to Matt Vierling, and the Tigers didn't get another knock until the ninth inning against rookie James Meeker. Myers walked three and struck out five. Other interleague finals, Pittsburgh defeated Minnesota 3-0, Miami down Cleveland 3-2. The Dodgers 2-1 over the Yankees, San Fran 5-2 over Texas. American League, Baltimore doubled up on Tampa Bay 6-3. The Shy Sox shut down Boston 7-2. Kansas City 10, Seattle 9. Oakland a 2-1 win over Toronto. And Houston 7-1 over the Angels. And National League, Washington over Atlanta 2-1. Cincinnati beat the Cubbies 3-2. St. Louis 8-5 over Colorado. And San Diego 10, Arizona 3. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for mostly cloudy, a few showers likely late morning to early afternoon, a high of 72. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear, a low dropping down to 50. Sunday, partly sunny and breezy, a few afternoon sprinkles possible, a high in the mid-70s. Clearing and cool Sunday night, 47. On Monday, mostly sunny and comfortable, will top off at 72. On Tuesday, back to 74 with a few showers. Wednesday, partly sunny and warm with a high of 81. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Good morning, Prime Mover Nation. It's your weekend wake up. That's Vince Gill. You better think twice. 614, light rain in the area. We're at 56 degrees. Adam Hess. your very early morning companion. Thank you for making us a part. 6:30, we'll have news, weather, and sports coming your way, all part of your Saturday morning get-together. Right now, it's King George. He's going to leave you with a smile.
She's going to come on strong, like she'll love you all night long, like it's going out of style. Then she'll leave you with a smile. You're going to give her all your heart, then she'll tear your
It's local music.
Local music on WRCO-FM.
From Adams to Azeka, Boaz to Ithaca, and everywhere in between. It's local music on WRCO-FM and
Civic Media.
I work for this company, man, the pay is great. But every now and then they go and send me out of state. It ain't right to make me spend my nights away from you. All this time I thought my boss was cool. So I worked out the system, Friday morning I'd clock in. I'd sneak off at noon and get clocked out by a friend. Come quitting time I'd be 4 hours down that interstate. But Friday noon my boss was at the gate. He said, "Where's the fire?" And I just grinned. He said, "Don't get you with me, I'll fire you, friend. Now, boy, you've got some explaining to do." So I pulled up my picture view, and he let me go, cause he knew where's the fire. The closer that I get to you, the faster that I roll. About 2 o'clock this morning, I was really flying low. I could see you in your nightgown, waiting at the door. It was hard to keep that pedal off the floor. Well, I heard it hit the siren, I saw the flashing lights. I eased off the pedal and pulled up on the right. I swear that trooper was the biggest cop I'd ever seen. His eyes were hard, his voice was cold and mean. He said, "Where's the fire?" And I just grinned. He said, "Don't get cute with me, I'll run you in." cowboy, you've got some explaining to do. So I pulled out my picture of you, and he let me go, cause he knew where's the fire. Honey, when we're old and gray, if you're the first to go, I'll get on my knees and pray St. Peter calls me home. If he asks me why I wanna go before my time, I'll tell him I just gotta get inside. To say, where's the fire? And I'll just grin. To say, don't get cute with me, you won't get in. Now, boy, you've got some explaining to do. So I'll pull out my picture of you. He'll let me go, cause he'll know where's the fire.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advance tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals in Richland Center. See you there.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Looking for some great deals? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Our bigger bag sale was a great success, and the shelves and racks have been restocked with many new donations of clothing and household items. Come and shop locally, where the profits of your purchases help support other area nonprofit organizations. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., and on Saturday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center at 120 South Main Street. See you there!
Hi, this is Lisa from the Bag Center, conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, offering 30-inch bale wraps starting at $89 a roll, bunker covers in various sizes, as well as Clerk egg bags. Also carrying Blue All Milk 2020 Non-Med with Biomoss Milk Replacer, as long as supplies last, $55 a bag. Conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
The Weekend Wake Up on Civic Media.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
What do you say? It's over. Don't know if I should say anything at all. though we take the fall. Still I think about the years since I first met you, and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do.
Clint Black's leaving here a better man. The rain has left for now. We could see some again a little later on today, and we'll have details during our news, weather, and sports block, which comes your way at 6:30. We'll do that in about 3 minutes or so. Taking us there, it's Waylon and Willie. They're highwaymen. You best look out.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft and furled the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound, but I am still around. I'll always be around and around and around.
A single drop of rain, but I will remember.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 6:30. We're at 57 degrees with light rain moving out of the area. 0.3 inches of rain in the rain gauge. And we're up 3 from our morning low of 54. It's 57. This update on WRCO is brought to you by Scott's Industries. You can enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, which include unparalleled opportunity for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual worker. And by Computer Connections, iConnect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. It's internet for everyone from iConnect Wireless. iConnect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. iConnect Wireless. Good morning with news on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. Madison recorded its second homicide of the year early Friday when a 27-year-old man was shot on the Near East Side. Madison police were called to the scene on Williamson Street around 1:30 in the morning. The victim was dead at the scene. Police do not believe this was random and is likely tied to some altercation between the suspect and the victim. No arrests have been reported. A single vehicle crash caused serious injuries. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports a single vehicle crash occurred Sunday evening, June 2nd, at approximately 7:30 in rural Lafarge. Chelsea Lynn Collar, 37, of Lafarge, was traveling east on State Highway 82 near County Road D, east of the village of Lafarge. While negotiating a curve to the left, the vehicle traveled onto the right shoulder. During an apparent overcorrection, Collar lost control. The vehicle traveled across the highway, went off the left side, struck an embankment, overturned, and came to rest upright. Chelsea Collar was not wearing a seatbelt and sustained serious injuries. She was transported to Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro by Lafarge Ambulance. A Wisconsin state trooper attempted to stop a vehicle for speeding early Wednesday morning around 4:15. The vehicle was traveling at 93 miles per hour in a posted 70 mile per hour zone. Shortly after the pursuit was terminated, the vehicle drove off the roadway while negotiating the exit ramp at US 151. A high-risk stop was conducted, and the occupants were taken into custody without further incident. The driver, Reginald Cobb, 19, of Madison, was booked into the Dane County Jail for eluding, second-degree reckless endangering safety, misdemeanor bail jumping, and a probation violation. Additionally, he received citations for speed, operating a motor vehicle without a valid license, and a violation of absolute sobriety. The passengers were both cited for underage alcohol violations and released to a responsible party. The Vernon County Sheriff's Department is seeking your help with a burglary investigation. The incident occurred very early Thursday morning on Kramer Road in the town of Hillsboro. If you have any information, contact the Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123 or Vernon County Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS. That's 8477. June Dairy Month festivities continue today. The Sauk County Dairy Breakfast will be held at United Dreams Dairy LLC on Zeck Road near North Freedom from 7 until 11. It'll feature pancakes, scrambled eggs with ham, cheese curds, applesauce, milk, juice, coffee, Culver's frozen custard, a self-guided farm tour, equipment displays, educational exhibits, and entertainment by Dark of the Moon, Contraband, and the Cripple Creek Cloggers. Cost is $8 for adults, $4 for children 7 to 12, and free for children 6 and under.
And a farm-to-fork breakfast fundraiser will be held at Wisconsin Dells High School from 8 until noon today. Grilled cheese, scrambled eggs, sausage, milk, cranberries, donuts, cheese curds, and coffee. Cash and pick-a-prize raffles, activities, tractor rides, farm tours, and so much more. It's $10 per person, with children 5 and under free. The Big Top Parade will step off today in Baraboo at 11 a.m. The parade will go through the streets of downtown Baraboo, highlighting a day full of circus-themed fun, including live entertainment on the courthouse square before the parade and matinee performances of Circus World's Big Top Show afterwards. You're invited to enjoy the historic circus wagons, marching bands, animals, and community floats. Jenna Lee and Merlin Zitzner will lead the parade as grand marshals. Celebrity parade judges include Miss Wisconsin teen Trinity Horseman, NBC 15 anchor Gabriella Rusk, and Ho-Chunk Nation legislative representative Kristen K. White Eagle. The judges will choose the parade's top overall entry, as well as the best commercial and nonprofit entries. This year's parade will share the blast-off theme adopted for this summer's Big Top Show at Circus World. A cancer cure ride for Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination will be held Sunday. The ride is not only a rally for a good cause, but also a reunion. Tom Hendricks is the organizer of the event.
This event is kind of like a reunion for our Goldwing chapter. We had a Goldwing chapter of the Goldwings for years. I'm a lifetime member, and I'm trying to get together with them again. We haven't been together for a couple years now. My wife went to the last time at Sportsman's at Belmont. They had a get-together, but I was busy. Hopefully, I can get together with them again this year. It'd be nice to get together with the guys. They haven't seen them for years, and they're good friends. And some of them probably won't be riding motorcycles. They'll probably be riding antique cars or four-wheelers, but we thought we could get them together anyway because we're going to have four-wheeler clubs and the antique club all going together, but we want to keep the motorcycles in one group. Hopefully we can get everybody together and have a good time.
The Cancer Cure Ride begins at noon with various activities happening along the route.
Well, the route's going to be pretty nice. We're going to start out at Honkers and Muscadet, just the other side of the bridge there. And we're going to start there, and we're going to go to Boaz at the Lonesome Dove. We'll stop there for a little bit, and we're going to sell 50-50 tickets there and stuff so people can buy 50-50 tickets. And at the end, they will draw for that, and hopefully somebody will win to get either the money back or they can donate it back to cancer or whatever they want to do with it, and hopefully we can get a good turnout for that.
There will be a chicken barbecue at Rockton as well as a silent auction with door prizes. Hendrick says the donations are welcome.
I'm trying to get a lot of the proceeds going to cancer, and we're going to have a lot of door prizes. We got all kinds of stuff from people that are donating stuff, and hopefully the people that come can donate some stuff. Anybody that's got something that's usable or something, you could donate for that, and then we can sell tickets for that too.
The cost to participate is $15 per person. The Cancer Cure Ride will be held Sunday, leaving Honkers outside of Muscadet at noon, and will end at Sportsman's in Muscadet. All proceeds will go to Grace. For more information, call Tom Hendricks at 608-739-4321.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
From Tony Schumacher, we can expect mostly cloudy conditions for pretty much the entire day. More showers likely late afternoon into early, or late morning into early afternoon. We'll top off around 72. For tonight, partly cloudy to clear. We'll dip down to 50. And Sunday, partly sunny and breezy again. A few sprinkles, mainly in the afternoon, 74. 72 on Monday, 74 on Tuesday. And Wednesday, back to the 80s. All days except Monday, a chance of rain and maybe a thunderstorm moving our way. We're up from our morning low of 54. We're at 57, and we have 3/100ths of an inch of rain reported.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Good morning. Time for a look at sports. It's brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales and insurance agents, and offering interior design services.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. Cazenovia hosted playing in a Friday night home talent league baseball game. With more, here's WRCO's Phil Nee.
The Cavs Reds had a walk-off win against the Plain A's Friday night final of 2-1 in home talent baseball night league action. Cazenovia scored the first run of the game in the fourth inning. They would do it after Colton Greenwood singled, Nathan Bauer singled, and Hunter Schmidt singled. The bases were loaded, and Monty Jennings launched a sacrifice fly, getting the run home. The 1-0 score stood until the seventh inning. That's when Plain tied the ball game up. Colin Van Horn led off, hit by a pitch. She moved to second on a single by Quincy Blakely, and eventually got to third base, where he would score on a sacrifice fly by Caden Plumley. The score was tied at 1 going into the bottom of the 7th. For Cazenovia, Monty Jennings led off with a double down the right field line. He went to third base on a fly ball by Aaron Hipsch and scored on a ground out by Micah Salisbury to take the lead and the win for the Caz Reds. Isaac Jennings is 2-for-2 for Cazenovia. Colton Greenwood, Nathan Bauer, Monty Jennings, and Aaron Hipsch all had hits for the Reds. For Plain, 1-for-2 for Trey White. Caden Plumley had his team's only RBI, and Quincy Blakely was 2-for-2 for Plain, which now on the night league, they have fallen to 1-2. They'll get back to Sunday league action with a home game against Ashton on Sunday at the Plain ballpark. We'll have it on WRCO radio for game time at 12:45. For Cazenovia, they improve to 2-1 in the night league action. They'll be taking on Cross Plains coming up Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Pitching-wise on the night, for Plain, Quincy Blakely started, followed by Lane Miller, who worked the fourth inning. It was also a chance to get quite a few young arms in the game. Clyde Samples worked the next inning, and Daniel Yonke worked the sixth and seventh for Plain. He suffers the loss. For Cazenovia, Monty Jennings pitched the first four innings. Isaac Jennings worked two innings of relief and struck out 5. Monty Jennings struck out 6 in his first four innings of work. And Nathan Bauer finished up for the Caz Reds and gets the victory. Once again, the final score, 2-1 in favor of the Cazenovia Reds over the Plain A's in home talent baseball from Friday night. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. The River Valley Blackhawk girls soccer team will take on Regis McDonald Central Catholic in WIAA Division 4 sectional final tournament action today at Oakleaf Stadium in Altoona, and it starts at 4 p.m. Both teams are number one seeds from their regions in the tournament. The winner of today's game will advance on to the state tournament, which will be held this Thursday through Saturday, June 13th through the 15th, at Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee. Our attention now turns to girls softball and the right to advance on to play in the state championship series. Division 5, Oakfield, a 7-3 win over Thorpe in the semis. Also, Pacelli shut out Assumption 10-0. Division 4 semifinals, a 12-0 win for Fall Creek over Coleman. Cuba City, they move on to play in the championship round with a 9-4 win over Auburndale. Division 3 semis, Laconia and Mishicot. It was Laconia picking up a 3-2 win, Prescott 4-1 over Broadhead. Division 2, Mosinee a 10-9 victory over Lake Mills. Waupun shut down New Berlin Eisenhower 2-1. And Division 1 semifinals, Kenosha Bradford over Watertown 1-0. And Milton a 5-3 win over Kaukauna. That sets up today's finals. In Division 5, Pacelli will take on Oakfield. Division 4, the Cuba City Cubans will take on Fall Creek. Division 3 championship, it's Prescott and Laconia. Division 2, Waupun versus Mosinee. And the Division 1 state championship will see Milton battle Kenosha Bradford. Michael Hernan has a look at the upcoming state high school baseball finals.
The 76th Annual Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association Baseball State Tournament will take place Monday through Thursday, June 10th through 13th at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute, Wisconsin. Ticket prices for the tourney are $11 per session and $20 for an all-day ticket plus online fees, and $11 for each championship game Thursday. Tickets are to be purchased online on the WIAA website through GoFan, the WIAA ticketing partner, at gofan.com/app/school/WIAAWI. The state baseball tournament features four divisions. The single elimination tournament includes eight teams in Division 1 and four each in Divisions 2, 3, and 4. The Division 1 quarterfinals will be Monday, June 10th. For the 9 a.m. games, Game 1 will be No. 4 Arrowhead against No. 5 Westosa Central, and Game 2 will be No. 1 De Pere against No. 8 Menasha. For the 2:30 games, Game 3 will be No. 3 Sun Prairie East against No. 6 Hudson, and Game 4 will be No. 2 Oak Creek against No. 7 Nicolet. Tuesday, June 11th will be the Division 4 semifinals at 9 a.m., The games are No. 2 Johnson Creek will take on No. 3 Solon Springs Northwood, and Game 2 will be No. 1 Eleva Strum against No. 4 Pacelli. The Division 3 semifinals will be approximately around 2:30. Game 1 will be No. 2 Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic against No. 3 Bonduelle, and Game 2 will be No. 1 Aquinas against No. 4 Cumberland. Wednesday, June 2nd is the Division 2 semifinals at 9 a.m. Game 1 will be Kettle Moraine Lutheran against No. 3 Edgewood, and Game 2 will be No. 1 Mosinee against No. 4 La Crosse Logan. Also, the Division 1 semifinals will be at 2:30 p.m. And on Thursday, June 15th, the Division 4 championship game will be at 9:05 a.m. The Division 3 championship game will be at 12:05 p.m. The Division 2 championship game will be at 3:05 p.m. And the Division 1 championship game will be at 6:05 p.m. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
The Weekend Wake Up on Civic Media.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
In the late grade, in Golden State, it's been And the mountains crumble. The last cowboy band left the stage. Yeah, the late great Golden State is a nice place for a queen to play. Leave your expectations at the gate of the late great Golden State. They can pack you up and send you home in a parade. Stamp the late great Golden State.
Always great to hear from Dwight Yoakam. He released that one back in 2003. The late great Golden State. It's 6:52 and we're up to 57 for your weekend wake up.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advance tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals in Richland Center. See you there.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Moroka Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Looking for some great deals? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Our bigger bag sale was a great success, and the shelves and racks have been restocked with many new donations of clothing and household items. Come and shop locally, where the profits of your purchases help support other area nonprofit organizations. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., and on Saturday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center at 120 South Main Street. See you there!
It's that time of year again. Join the Richland County Farm Women for the 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast Sunday, June 9th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm, 25560 Huffman Lane, Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious dairy meal for just $5 per person. The all-you-can-eat menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee, and milk, both chocolate and white. Serving is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parking available in the hayfield or catch a ride from Ithaca High School. Solid ground handicap parking is also available on the farm. The Richland County Farm Women hope to serve you Sunday, June 9th, and remind you to serve your family dairy every day. For more details, visit their website or Facebook. See you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th.
We have a great morning planned for you around the 7:20 mark. We'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. It is a fun one. 7:30, birthdays and anniversaries. Joanne Krulatz has your newscast at 7:45. And then we get into the 8 o'clock hour, news, weather, sports, and of course, Prime Mover. And then just a few moments away at 8 o'clock, or at 7 o'clock, we'll have an update, that courtesy of the ABC Radio News Network. And we're at 57 degrees. Luckily for now, the rain has moved out. We may, that's a big may, see a little more rain later on. We'll have weather details following ABC News at 7.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My
this Mexican maid. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso, out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Getting weary, unable to ride, but my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere.